Welcome to Shomar Shavana Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron Biakushom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding what we come in Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara on the top of Mundbeis brings a reasoning. The Gemara says that by Koifer, there is cases where a person will be more than Koifer and he will pay. For example, if Adim came and said that the ox gored, but we just don't know if he's Tam or Mu'ud, and the owner says that he is mut, so then he pays on his own. So therefore, in cases that there's no koifer, he will pay domim, he will pay the valuation of the person that was killed. But by eved, when a shor is goring an eved, there's no way in the world that the adoin, that the owner, will be moide, will admit, and he will be chayof. He's always moide, he's going to be potter. Whenever he admits, he's potter. So therefore, you don't pay domim, you don't pay the valuation of the eved that was killed. Meaning the Gemara is giving an equation. If koifer, you could become chayov when a person admits, so then when you don't have koifer, you'll pay the valuation. If by shloshim shel eved, you can admit to be chayov, so you don't pay the valuation when you don't have the shloshim shel eved. And all the chayim ask, what's the connection? What's the relation? Why? Because if a moide beknas, I mean, moide beshloishim, moide bekoifer, yechayv potter, does that have to do with domim, with the valuation of the adam? So the Or Samech has a mahalach and explains the following. He says, the idea of moide beknas is not just the idea that a person cannot obligate himself. Because if so, how can it be that there is a mandorma that holds that someone who's moide beknas ve'achatach bo'edin, then witness his game, he's still going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? He's not mechayev himself. There's edin that mechayev. So you see from here that the Torah is giving some right that when a person is moide beknas, he admits, so then he becomes potter. Not because he can't obligate himself, but just it becomes a ptur. What's the idea behind it? So the Or Samech explained, the pshat is, the Torah as if said, you could pay knas either by the fact that Beis Din obligate you, or if you are moide. If you admit, that's considered to be payment. So therefore says the Gemara, by koifer, if you admit, it's not considered to be payment, because a person could admit and still pay. So then you still have an obligation of domi evaluation. But by shlosh you should have it, that if you admit your potter, that means admission is considered to be payment, so therefore there's no other payment to be mechayev you. That's what the Sobech explains the sugyo. And again, this is based on the concept that moide beknas, admitting that you chayev a knas, is as if you paid the knas. This idea of the Sobech connects beautifully with what already brought down in Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer. And the way the Achrim explained it, the Ramah Pano and Asor Mamoris, and the Bnei Yisoschon is Agu de Kalo, he adds a little more to it. That Chazal tell us that there's a rule. A person should do vidui. Why should a person do vidui? Vidui is loshon isvados. It means a person admits. Because the klal is that Kosh Baruch Hu gives the koyach to the mekatrik, to the satan, to come in tain adin against Adam as long as he doesn't admit. Once he admits, the beis din shamal, so to speak, cannot go after him. And the only one who could judge him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Says the Ramah Pano, this is the idea of moide beknas. The concept that we have in dinim moment is called moide beknas potter, is because of what we have in Shemaim by vidui. When a person is mizvad, he's potter from the dinim of beis din. The sotah cannot go after him anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with him his own chesh, but he does with rachim, as Chazal say there in Sefer HaZoyer. The Mishosko adds in it, he says that he does a cheshbin, the mitzvah of vitui is mitzvah 365. And there's a remiss, because we know the Yom Kippur, the sotah cannot be mekatrik. Because the ksoton, ha-soton, the numeric value of ha-soton is 364. He has 364 days to be mekatrik, but not in the 365th. That's the remiss. So he made the vitui, which is the 365th mitzvah. It's a remiss to tell you that person does vidui, the sotah cannot get close to him, like he cannot get close to him in Yom Kippur. According to the Or Samech, this is mamish v'dugduk. If we're saying that moide beknas and vidui are the same by vidui, when a person misvad, the pshat is that he gave Beis Din what he's supposed to give, now Beis Din can't go after him. It's not just tam that he can't mechayev himself. But the idea is that by saying vidui, a person gets out of Beis Din. So that's exactly the point that Rosameach says regarding Moedi Bekras. By being Moedi Bekras, you're paying, so to speak, paying. And just to connect this to Nyon Duyoyma, this daf is learned in the last day of Chanukah, Zois Chanukah. We know the Chanukah is Kovun Behalel Vohido. The whole idea of Chanukah is to be Moedi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the simplest way, based on what comes out in Medivar Rabbeinu, as we mentioned earlier this week, the Yevonim came to fight Am Yisrael for them not to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. The opposite of not having chelek b'elokei Yisrael is having hoido. Hoido means to be misvade, to admit that I need a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to subject yourself to Hashem. And that's the oimik of arbo chavei chavim lehoido yistagoyimu. The person, when he comes out from a nais, he's subjecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To overcome Yavon, what we need to do is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavon tried to say, you're on your own. You're not subject to above. The Hoidah is to come and subject ourselves to the above, which is exactly the antidote to Yavon. As Rav Huna points out, the word Todah in Lashon HaKodesh can either mean thank you or can mean admitting. And Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal used to say that it's the same. Because true thank you is when you're saying, I'm admitting that I need your help. The koyach of Hoidah is to completely connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to get out of Midas Adin, as we learn over here in the sugya. This is a beautiful way to end Chanukah, to end this Chag that we're saying Halal v'Hoidah and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by admitting that and recognizing the Toiv they did for us. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list to Hotzuko, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.